Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Let's start, as usual, with Broadway, which, as we speak, is all about what's new and what's coming. Right now, ART, A-R-T, is in rehearsals, a show that I've always enjoyed. The latest revival stars Bobby Cannavale, James Corden, Neil Patrick Harris. That one officially opens the end of August. One thing I love about the show is it's written by a woman, Yasmina Riza, but deals with three very specific men. Oh, and a piece of minimalist, shall we say, art. And let's not forget the return of Mamma Mia. Yes, a decade after closing, the musical featuring music by ABBA will begin on August 2nd at the Winter Garden Theater, now that Mr. Clooney has vacated the premises. That's actually where the musical originally played on Broadway when it opened in 2001. That production played for a record-breaking 14 years, 5,700 performances. Anyway, making it Broadway's ninth longest-running show of all time. Now, a few more shows that have garnered attention in advance of their runs. Two names not associated with stage, Cedric the Entertainer and Taraji Henson, the great film actress. They're set to star in August Wilson's Joe Turner Has Come and Gone. That'll be next spring. And Laurie Metcalf, one of our great actresses, will return in a new play by Samuel Hunter in October. He's an award-winning playwright, so a lot to look forward to. Now, as for off-Broadway news, films to stage seem to be the theme right now. Joy, J-O-Y, based on a movie starring Jennifer Lawrence, is now playing at the Laura Pels Theater. And the production of Heathers, the musical, has already extended by 4 months. Originally scheduled to make its return in a limited engagement in New World Stages just through September 28th, the musical will now play through January 25th, as in 2006. Based on the, I'm sure you don't need reminders, but if you do, it's based on the 1989 cult film that starred Winona Ryder and Christian Slater. And here comes another one from our movie past, Romy and Michelle, the musical. That's an adaptation of the 1997 cult comedy film, Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, which starred Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino. Well, that's going to premiere off-Broadway this fall. The production will begin at Stage 42 on October 14th. And so last week I discussed a new play called Wanted, which had a critically acclaimed run at Paper Mill Playhouse under the title Gun and Powder. Well, it is official. The show will be moving into town, so to speak. That musical is the mostly true story of Mary and Martha Clark, two women who went from farm girls to outlaws to legends. Anyway, that sounds fun. So I spent part of this past week, speaking of fun, writing about Camp Broadway. Now, I confess I did not know much about this program, which is celebrating its 30th year this week. Young people interested in theater are spending 5 days this week spent meeting professionals from the Broadway world in all fields. We are not about making Broadway stars, says its co-founder, Susan Lee. We are making Broadway audiences. We were the first within the Broadway industry, she told me, to provide kids with ways to really get a sense of what that world is. Anyway, Camp Broadway was also the first program to do pre-show workshops for kids, develop school curriculums for students, and were even the inspiration for the National High School Theater Awards, which are also known as the Jimmys. Lee's co-visionary in Camp Broadway was the producer Dori Bernstein. She told me, I meet Camp Broadway alums all the time. Some have soared to incredible heights as Broadway performers, visionary creators, and influential producers. Others are avid theater goers. They all tell me about how Camp Broadway was a joyous, life-changing experience that cemented their deep love of theater forever. Mission accomplished, end quote. Her daughter, by the way, Sammy Cannell, became captivated and has become a busy stage director. Other alums of Camp Broadway include Allie Stroker, who was welcomed as a youngster with her wheelchair, by the way, and she eventually went on to win a Tony. Anyway, Camp Broadway is in New York this week. And people, by the way, come from all over the world now for that 5-7-day experience. Meanwhile, I remain in Los Angeles, where I caught yet another show, this one at the always interesting Matrix Theater in West Hollywood. Written by Melissa Ross, Nice Girl is a 4-character mostly drama, though there is humor, focusing on a youngish woman still living with her mother and planning to attend her 20th high school reunion. Nice Girl is doing well. There is enough here for almost everyone to relate to at least one character. I think the first act is the stronger one, even though the second brings out the so-called surprises. I'm not convinced they're all necessary, but we'll see where Nice Girl goes from here up there, obviously hoping it may go to the other coast. Our notable theater death of the week, playwright Richard Greenberg. His plays include Eastern Standard, Take Me Out, that's the baseball one, you all know, The Violet Hour, A Naked Girl on the Appian Way, 3 Days of Rain, The Assembled Parties, Our Mother's Brief Affair, The Perplexed, and more. The wonderful actor Dennis O'Hare said, quote, "Hard to believe the genius that was Richard Greenberg is no more. I owe him more than I could possibly say. He gave me the greatest gift ever, a beautiful character to inhabit in a beautiful play," end quote. Well, I'm sure many more are seconding that emotion. Meanwhile, if you want to see some of our best Broadway stars in one place, I remind you, get thee to Netflix for the 3rd season of Gilded Age. Like me, you'll be saying, oh, there's Audra McDonald, there's John Douglas Thompson, there's Kelly O'Hara, there's Christine Baranski, there's Cynthia Nixon, and so on, so on, so on. Anyway, get thee to some kind of theater this week, and I'll see you here next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.